Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. Here's the passage. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Think about what was going on during the time this passage was written. First of all, there was absolute fear and horror. That's what the people felt when the Babylon's brutal soldiers marched into Jerusalem to destroy the city. Jeremiah knew that Babylon was an instrument of God's judgment on Israel's sin. And through his laments, he wrestles with God. Surrounded by destruction, Jeremiah stopped for a moment to focus on the goodness of God. So right in the middle of this destruction, he says, okay, God, first, your love is great. He reminds himself and his readers that they are alive only because of God's great love. Even in the most desperate times, God's great compassion never fails. You may be in a difficult situation today. Remember how much God loves you. Secondly, Jeremiah says God's faithfulness is great. Even when we are faithless, God is faithful. We can always depend on him to bring fresh pouring out of his love and compassion. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness is great. And God will give us everything we need one day, one moment at a time. And then Jeremiah says God's salvation is great. Deliverance for Israel would not come the next day or the day after that, but they knew that God was their portion, their only hope, and they chose to wait on him. Can we wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord as this passage instructs us to do? He's going to come in his way and in his timing. So here are a couple talking points. First of all, cry out to God in the middle of your mess. You know, you don't have to clean it up before asking for help. You can only clean it up by God's help. And then secondly, in the middle of your confusion and pain, thank God for his love and faithfulness. Be still and wait for his deliverance and his timing. Father, thank you for your great love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your salvation that comes even in the most difficult times. Help me to wait on you, even when waiting and trusting is really hard. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.